And we need to say goodbye to the former Cowboys head coach. So we have a number. It's a home number for Jason Garrett. So, Jer, let's call Jason Garrett at home. We used to call him at the Star, but I think his office has been cleaned out.
Hello.
Jason Garrett, please.
Speaking.
Hey, Coach, it's the Musers from The Ticket.
Yeah, guys, what's going on?
Well, we're just calling to say we're sorry to hear about the news.
Yeah,
and,
it's tough. I've been experiencing what I think what you guys call human emotion. Yeah, I can't quite make sense, but I'm experiencing something that my internal Wikipedia says may be depression. Depression.
Oh no.
Yeah, and I don't understand it. I spent several days just sitting on my couch in a bathrobe, eating old Cinnabons and binging on The Bachelor.
Yeah, that sounds
on The Bachelor.
That sounds like you're depressed.
And then I don't answer the door, and I don't look at my phone unless it's to silence a Grindr alert.
Oh. Jeez.
I'm just kidding about that last part.
Right.
But that's amazing. I'm even able to kid with as low as I feel right now, guys.
Well, don't feel so bad. I mean, you lasted 9.5 years. That's a long time in the NFL.
I know, and I've thought about nothing but football for the past decade, and now sometimes I just sit around playing solitaire in my head for hours on end.
In your head.
Such a change. Such a difference. I don't understand these things I'm feeling. I think it may be sadness, too. Sadness.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
What do you call it when you experience the feeling of wanting to wrap your hands around another person's trachea and squeeze until they turn into a doorstop?
Well, now, that's called extreme anger and violent tendencies. You probably...
Don't do that either.
Don't go there.
Yeah, Jerry, I think, was pretty cruel for firing me. Pretty cruel for firing me.
Well, I don't know.
He gave you a long time.
I mean, he'd spent over $2 million and given me a quad-core processor and 12 terabytes of internal SSD Thunderbolt 3 interface drive. And now he lets me go. I think it's unfair. It's unfair. And he's saying that he wants to take back the upgrades and modifications he's made on me.
So you think you'll coach again sometime soon, maybe?
So far, it looks like I'm not getting another coaching job.
Yeah, you're right about that.
It's
so
early.
Far.
Come on.
Not really getting any offers right now. As a matter of fact, just the other day, I started my new job.
Oh, you got a new job? What's that?
I'm working as a cashier at a Tuesday morning.
Oh,
wow. That's,
you don't have to do that.
Bit of a step down.
This whole past week, and they're really impressed with me. It's good to be at a place where people are impressed with me. They think it's amazing how fast I can check people out, but they don't realize I don't even run the credit card numbers at the time. I just look at them, memorize them, then run them after the store closes. So it really speeds up the line.
Well, that's good, I guess, that you're keeping active, but I would think you'd have a lot of money saved up where you wouldn't have to worry about that.
Yeah, well, I had to turn over all that money to my human bride. I took a human bride in order to appear less cyborgy. She controls all that money.
Well, that's like the rest of us.
You know how it is, George.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't you say that your dingus is in a box locked away somewhere?
I've never said that. No, I haven't.
But I want to say this to Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
Just be warned right now. You're about to work for the worst boss you'll ever have in your entire life.
Oh, come on. You and Jerry love each other.
Every time the guy spoke to me, his breath registered a 3.0 BAC. I never said anything about it, but it was hell being in front of him as he's trying to talk football with you when you're basically breathing in the fumes from a brewery. And Jerry hamstrung me, completely hamstrung me. He wouldn't even let me fully implement my AI-powered offensive game plan. I was the hardest-working coach Jerry will ever have. I would run game simulations over 1 million times in my head between the Cowboys and that week's opponent.
Mm-hmm.
that I would develop a perfect game plan that would assure us a 100-0 win every single week. But come coin flip time, Jerry would override me and have Spalding call down plays to our coordinators.
Now, see, that's a really a bad move on Jerry's part.
Horrible move. And it gets us the season that it got us, and now I'm out of a job at the Cowboys and memorizing credit card numbers on a Tuesday morning.
Well, at least you've landed on your feet.
Yeah, I've landed on my bionically enhanced feet. That's correct. My time with the Cowboys is over, and now I finally learned what it is to be human.
Oh, man, that's okay, I guess.
Yeah, but at least the world goes on, and all's right with the world. At least Mike Reiner's still with the ticket.
Well, Jason, actually, he announced his retirement a couple of days ago.
No funeral.
Jason?
Do we have to end it that way? There he is. Jason Garrett with us on the ticket.